The morning's almost over, but not before a second cup of the morning blend. Here's David and Brenda.
David, I do feel like you are ready for a fresh second cup because that was the first thing you commented on as
that's
you were
right.
warming up your coffee. Didn't have the best first cup this morning.
Needed another one, that's for sure.
Now, I don't like anything but hot coffee.
Yeah.
I don't want, definitely don't want lukewarm, yeah. but I don't like those cold brews.
You don't like
either.
The cold brew stuff. Yeah, I'm not a big cold brew fan. I don't, although lots of folks love it. I just never drink it.
Or iced coffees.
Yeah, iced coffees,
those
right.
aren't all my favorite either. A good cup of coffee always going to get you started off right, though,
mm-hmm.
in the morning. And you know, that's one of the tips that we're going to be talking about in the morning. Not having a good cup of coffee in the morning, but having a good start to the morning if you want to have a good evening with your spouse.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So after a busy or stressful day, spouses, you know, you arrive home tired, you've had, you know, traffic, whatever, you experience many different things in the day and you don't know what the other person has experienced.
Right.
So given this though, how can you reach out to the other when you get home
mm-hmm.
to kind of reconnect? Well, marriage and family counselor Myelin Brout says, well, if you want to have a good evening, begins in the morning. So I thought we've got a couple of
yes.
these things and these tips here to show you and help you get reconnected when you get home in the afternoon.
Well, my morning's really easy to get going because my spouse is in bed when
Mine
I leave.
Mine too,
so
right? Because like, it's
you know,
dark.
Yeah,
and
we get it going early. So
my goal in the morning is not to wake up Scott.
Yeah, right,
just
exactly.
Just kind of get out of bed, get ready, and then slip out the door. But for other people, definitely if there's a parent at home and then one that's going to work, well, she says the success of a couple's evening together begins with the quality of our morning relationship. So before leaving in the morning, say a few simple words to your partner, such as have a nice day. I'll be thinking about you for this reason. Maybe I'll be thinking about you. I know you've got this big meeting coming up at such and such time. I've even known when Scott's had a big meeting, something that he's prepared for. For,
right.
I'll send him a little text message.
Oh, nice.
Saying, I'm thinking about you right now. I hope you have a good meeting.
So it's not, where's the coffee?
Where's the coffee? Where didn't
yeah.
you lay out my clothes?
Yes.
No, that's the wrong way.
That's the wrong way.
All right. Now, before you walk in the door now, you've worked a long day. You've had 100 different things work well and twice as many go wrong, right?
Right.
Now, before you walk in, she says, it's good to ask yourself, what state of mind are you in? Are you nervous, happy, calm, exhausted? So according to marriage counselor, she says, it helps to name what is bothering us or our concerns and put them aside when we hang our coat. She says, there will be time to talk about it with our spouse, but sometimes the best thing is to postpone that discussion if we don't know if the other person is ready to hear negativity.
Ah, yes.
Now you think, and I thought, now that's brilliant because
mm-hmm.
you get home, all you want to do is just dump it all.
Right.
Right? Well, you know, my spouse, your spouse might not be ready because they've had just as bad a day
mm-hmm.
as you have. So she said, just kind of put it aside. There's time.
Yeah.
There's time for it. I think that's great. Now, once the door is open and the coat of worries has been hung, she said, we can greet the loved one starting with the spouse because it's important for children to see their parents express their love. Then it's a good idea, they say, to just kind of take a feel about how it is in the house
mm-hmm.
at that moment. You know, then you're going to have an idea of what to do next. Because again, you walk into a room and you know there's some bad energy in it, David.
Oh, you do.
You sense it.
Yeah, you really do.
Yeah. And then they say, now, once the children are in bed, now pick an early bedtime. I mean, really start moving them through the evening routines and into bed, especially if you have little ones. 7 o'clock?
Oh, yeah.
Lights out by 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And it's real easy this time of year because it's already dark out. They said, this is the time where parents enjoy kind of a moment together. It's good for the children to be in bed. That requires a certain discipline to have that schedule. Now, once that is all happening, now you have time to do a little side by side. Sometimes quality moments are just sitting together.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can unload those parts of the day that were difficult over a cup of tea, watch a show together. But again, they say just that time together next to each other is how you can reconnect at the end of a long day.
Right.
Now, David, you and I were talking kind of earlier this week, which kind of goes along with this.
Mm-hmm.
When you are with your wife and you sit down maybe to go out to dinner, or do you sit side by side or face to face across the table?
Yeah, well, typically face to face.
Yeah.
Now, there are extenuating circumstances. For example, I recall we were outside at an outside table and we were sitting side by side because we wanted to have the same view.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we sat side by side, or if the sun is hitting you in a, you know, yeah, then you want to
get out
into
of
position.
The way.
Yeah. So, but I would say more times than not, all things being equal, we will sit and look at one another, not side by side.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah. How about you?
Yeah. We are definitely face to face.
Yeah.
Always looking at each other across the table because I want to talk to him.
Right.
And even when there were little kids around us that were at the table, they would be around us. We'd still look side to, mm-hmm. you know, face to face and have the kids around us. So that way they were all in easy reach, so to
right.
speak. But I do definitely remember those days because I was a stay-at-home mom for many years while Scott worked, that, you know, things would just bust loose during the day.
Oh, sure.
And there were dirty diapers and messes and crying and somebody sick and errands. And he'd come home after being in traffic for 45 minutes and he'd walk in the door and I'd jump to him and
yeah.
just go, mom's done. I'm
You've
out.
You've got to take over.
And go upstairs and do, okay. Yeah. So that's not exactly the right way to do that either.
So you weren't there with his pipe and slippers at
nope.
the door? Yes.
Nope, that rarely happened.
Gotcha.
A meal would be ready most
oh, right.
nights,
yeah.
but yeah, not definitely the go take a moment. But then as we learn, and he would express that, he goes, look, I've been in traffic for an hour and 10 minutes trying
yeah.
to get home just from the Lloyd Center. And that's when you realize, okay, I can do this for 20 more minutes.
Right.
I've been doing it all day. Go, you know, relax, shower, change your clothes, take a moment. And then he would do that and he'd come down and he's like, all right, I got this.
Mm-hmm.
And he would handle everything for the rest of the day. So just kind of picking up on those cues. So.
Well, you know, we must have done something right because what's our anniversary number now? Because we're the same.
Let's see.
We always
think
about
2022
this.
Is 13 years or 33.
33 years.
33 years
That's
will be
right.
the anniversary for you and Beverly and me and Scott this year.
There
so
you go.
Hope you enjoy today's second cup.